When battery company Innerblue suspended plans for a new manufacturing facility in eastern Kentucky earlier this month, the company used a curious term to explain their decision. They blamed some, quote, unexpected geopolitical factors. Well, it turns out those factors included the Saudi Arabian government, one of the world's largest conglomerates, and the shocking murder of a journalist. Reporter Sydney Bowles connects those dots.
A former Innerblue executive says financing for the company's $372 million development in Pike County, Kentucky, hinged on a series of agreements with companies and governments around the world. The plan was this: Japanese conglomerate SoftBank, financed primarily by the Saudi Arabian government, was going to establish a massive solar array in Saudi Arabia, the world's largest, the Saudis said. To store that power, SoftBank would need batteries. Big ones. That's where American company Innerblue came in. Innerblue would supply 600 gigawatt hours of battery storage. Everything was going mostly according to plan, it seems, until on October 2nd of last year, a Saudi dissident journalist named Jamal Khashoggi walked into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul and never walked out. Khashoggi's murder shocked the world, and pressure mounted on business leaders dealing with the Saudi government. SoftBank's CEO skipped an important investment summit in late October, and shortly after, the Saudis pulled out of the solar deal. With Saudi Arabia's solar plans with SoftBank over, SoftBank pulled out of Innerblue, and Pike County lost a chance for 875 jobs in an economically struggling part of the state. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles.